This recording, New York 8, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinarian nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts was not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped off with a cloth and laid her on the right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. We grew up in 66 West Gun Hill Road, right across the street from a beautiful golf course. So we had a golf course on one side and a park on the other. My brother and I were very close growing up. We used to do a lot of things together. We used to play in the house. We would make up stories and poems and all kinds of fun stuff. And my mother worked. And on Sunday, my dad used to take us, every Sunday we would pick a place to go, and we would go and have the day, my brother, my dad, and I. And one Sunday, we'd go ice skating, we'd go up to Bear Mountains, and we would ice skate up in Bear Mountains, and that was a lot of fun. And then another Sunday, my dad would take us downtown, and we'd go see a movie that was playing at the Paramount Theater. Or another Sunday, we'd go to the Bronx Zoo, and we'd kind of have fun doing that. And one Sunday, each week, one of us would get a choice. We would pick who would go where, and where whoever picked the choice, that's where we would go. And we were pretty good about that, and we used to have a great time, and that was a lot of fun. And it's interesting, because as I got married and I had 2 children, I had a son and a daughter, we used to do the same thing. Every Sunday we would pick, Allie or John would get to pick where they would like to go for a Sunday.